Welcome to the Pave Your Path podcast, the podcast for women entrepreneurs ready to do life and business their way. Combining tools from psychology, strategy, and spirituality, your host, Nicole Oren, helps you create your own unique formula so you can pave your own path for success. And now, here's your host, certified coach, organizational consultant, and your business BFF, Nicole Oren.
Hello, hello guys. Welcome. Today, I want to talk to you about goal phobia. Yes, you. I know I see you there setting goals, then not setting goals, shying away from goals. And first, I want to tell you, you're normal. It's totally okay to have a complicated relationship with goals. I had a really complicated relationship with goals for most of my life. I was actually someone who was super attracted to the word goal because I always kind of wanted to make myself better and felt that I wasn't where I wanted to be. And the word goal always, I just like was always drawn to that word. Even before I found coaching, even before I was an organizational consultant, I just was attracted to it. But then I would set a goal if it was to lose weight when I was younger and like into that, or if it was when I started my business and I wanted to hit all these money goals, and I would always set these goals and I never, ever hit them. Seriously, I think until this last year, I don't think there was a goal that I actually set and achieved within the time frame that I gave myself to achieve. For me, it looked more like setting a goal than trying really hard, using willpower, not coming close to the goal, feeling discouraged, and then telling myself I don't want the goal anymore, and then making myself feel like honestly awful, and that I wasn't good enough, and I can't do this, and quit, and then I would kind of disassociate from the goal. Anyways, it's complicated, as you can see, and I am sure many, many, many of you are feeling this way as well. And I know this because this week alone, I have spoken to so many of my clients about goals, and they're like goal aversion. So I want to first tell you that if you are afraid of goals, if the word goal even triggers you a little bit, or if you believe that you can't hit goals, you are normal. It's okay. It's normal to be afraid of goals. It even actually makes sense from a brain perspective. If you think about one of your brain's primary motives, it's to stay in the familiar. It's to conserve energy and avoid pain. And going towards a goal is painful. It's also very unfamiliar, and the brain doesn't really want you to do that. So it makes sense that your brain would try and get you to avoid that. So I just want to tell you that. But also, if you're listening to this podcast, I know that you want to achieve goals because you're ambitious and you have big dreams for your family, for your business, for your life. And you know that setting and achieving goals is probably a part of that. So I kind of want to talk to you today about two different types of goals and when to know when you should set which. So one of the things I actually give my clients is a workbook called the CEO Code. And in there, one of the chapters is all about setting goals. It's a good, like, I want to say 15 pages, just this chapter, about really extracting what you need to be thinking, what you need to be believing, what you need to be doing, who you need to be being to create a goal. But way before we create the goal, I have my clients actually fill out a flow chart. So there's this, like, really, it's a flow chart, kind of like the ones we used to have in like magazines when we were younger. I don't know if you guys relate to that, but I kind of remember magazines having like, are you this kind of dater or that kind of dater? Anyway, so this is what kind of goal should I set? Flow chart. There are two different types of goals. And usually when people think of goals, they think of money goals, they think of client goals, they think of numeric goals. And these are important. It is important to set money and client and numeric goals because you have something to track. But it is not less important to also set something I call intangible goals. And intangible goals, it really just involves setting a goal that is about increasing a skill, increasing a habit, changing a habit. It doesn't have to involve a specific number, and it's not dependent on a number. It looks like increasing your self-concept, increasing your self-confidence, growing belief in your audience, connecting more to your audience, having more fun in your business, bringing play and spontaneity into your life, into your business, into your offers. Those are intangible goals. And tangible goals are more like the kind of what you're thinking when you think about goals, which is money goals, things that involve a specific numeric measure. So both of these are important, but I want to specifically specify why intangible goals are important. So the kinds of goals that involve increasing a skill. When you set a goal for yourself, like have more fun in my business, incorporate fun into my offers, what you actually do is you set yourself up for success because every time you incorporate fun, you get that rush of dopamine, you can put a little check in your brain and you're hitting your goal over and over again. That then signals to you that A, you know how to achieve goals that you set for yourself, and B, when you achieve an intangible goal, so if that's incorporating fun into your business, and if you do that for a period of time, the tangible goals, they come as a strategic byproduct, basically a symptom of achieving the intangible goal. So sometimes I find for my clients, especially the clients that are like really beating themselves down about not hitting a specific number, I have them shift to an intangible goal. I make them pick a goal that has to do with perfecting a skill, even like being kinder to yourself about your results, or just anything that is not number related. And always, 100% of the time, the numbers follow. The second thing I want to talk about is sometimes setting tangible goals is also important. So if you are someone who has goal phobia, like I did, and you have a really complicated relationship with goals, and you hate goals, and you don't like numbers, and you never hit them, blah, 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 blah. If you're that person, I actually want to say that you should set a tangible goal. You should set a money goal. But you need to have the added sub-goal of loving yourself and rooting yourself along the way. What often happens is we set a tangible goal, like 8 clients by the end of the month. And it's like December, 15th, and you didn't hit that, even half of that yet. And so you start beating yourself down. You start telling yourself that you're not going to make it. You start changing the goal. You start really just bringing yourself down. Instead of rooting for yourself along the way, loving yourself, even if it's January 1st and you didn't hit your goal. Also, pro tip that this will change everything for you as it relates to goals, it's this. It's that when you set a numeric goal, like making 100K in a year, let's say it's been 12 months and you didn't make your 100K. Let's say you're at 80K. Don't start over. Don't start at zero. Don't start the new year at zero and say, okay, this year I'm going to try to make 100K. What you should do instead is increase the timeline. Make your goal. Hit your goal. And maybe you thought it would take you 12 months, but it takes you 14 months. It takes you 15 months. But the benefit of doing this is that once you hit the goal of 100K or whatever goal you set for yourself, you then signal to your brain, hey, we know how to hit goals. We set 100K. We got 100K even when we passed the timeline. And then your brain comes from the identity of I know how to hit goals. So then the next time you go out for 200K or 100K again, your brain is like, Oh, we know how to hit a goal because we did that before. And what a lot of you are doing is you're setting goals for, let's say, 30-day goals, and then you don't hit your goal. You may even come close, but you're really feeling like shit because you didn't hit the actual number that you set for yourself, even though it was arbitrary, and you don't hit it, and then you start over the next month. You start at zero instead of keep on going until you reach it. That one thing shifted everything for me. Everything. So if you're having some goal phobia, I highly recommend that you do these things. Ask yourself, should I be setting a tangible goal? Should I be setting an intangible goal? And really where my growth is. Then if you choose a tangible goal, like a money or a numeric goal, decide that you're not going to quit until you hit the number. It's inevitable that you hit the number. Maybe you will be wrong about the timeline, but you will not be wrong about hitting the number. And once you hit it, then you can work on decreasing the timeline. But stop starting over all of the time. It's really tripping you up. And if you set an intangible goal, go all in on increasing that skill. If you want to be better at evaluating your results, go all in, learn. If you want to be better at marketing and speaking and connecting and magnetizing your client, go all in on it. All right? And always, always, always root for yourself along the way. Always be kind to yourself as you go after a goal. Have a wonderful day and go get those goals, even if you have some phobia. Bye. Hey, if you want a free in-depth analysis of you and your business personality, if you want to know what about you makes you great at business, where are your strengths? What about your personality traits is maybe holding you back and keeping you small? You have to go and take my free business personality quiz. It's been known to be mind-blowing and super on point. It's short, it's fun, it's free, and super spot on. Visit NicoleOren.com/quiz. That's NicoleOren.com/quiz to take your business personality quiz today.